My employer requires your services, gentlemen. One job, one day's work. I have been asked by my employer...
Very dangerous.
...to bring a proposal.
He does not expect all of you to live.
He does not expect all of you to live.
Do it. Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, a weekly podcast where we talk about pretty much whatever comes to mind. And we should probably take this opportunity to tell you that sometimes we talk about sensitive things. So, if you're easily offended, maybe you should stop listening right now.
So what you want me to do?
Let's get started. The Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast is made possible by Mark Charter Real Estate. Buying or selling? No one offers more than Mark Charter. Free moving truck, free storage, flexible commission plans, and more. Read more than 100 satisfied client reviews at markcharter.com. Now, on with the show.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing.
Please welcome your host, Mark Charter.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure, that my hair looks better done up with gel and mousse than hidden under a stupid hat with a light on it.
Adam Gray.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books.
And Chris Williams.
As you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Yo, what up? It's kind of a big podcast today, as we've got, I feel like, guys, we could talk for 4 hours.
That's good.
No,
we're not.
I've got a couple offers coming in, so let's try to keep it under an hour. Yeah, we don't have. Oh, you got some houses you're selling,
yeah,
Mark Charter? Mark Charter Real Estate.
Sold some houses.
MarkCharter.com. At Iowa Real Estate on Twitter.
You know who I'm not helping buy a house yet, at least, is the new coach.
So this is a good place where we want to. So Iowa State announces its new head coach. And one of the first text messages I get, and my phone's like blowing up at this point, right? And Charter's asking me how he can get in on selling Matt Campbell a house.
Absolutely.
And so you've been really politicking for this sale.
Well, for the record, so let's set the record straight. So I'm having the best year I've ever had, and it's not about money. And people think, oh, it's desperate for money. It has nothing to do with that. I would like and appreciate a great roster of clients. And having the Iowa State football coach, whether I make no money or a lot, it doesn't matter to me. If Campbell said, I'll use you if you give all the money to charity, I would say fine, because I want you as a client. So it has nothing to do with money. But
I think you're kind of a jock sniffer is what it sounds like to me.
A little bit of a jersey chaser.
Yeah, that's what
you're correct. So, but what I did, and I have no idea if it as of now, it hasn't worked, but I'm going to say it here because, again, I've learned from this podcast, you never know who's listening. So what I did is I bought some gifts for the children. That's what I did.
You're bribing him?
Well, apparently not well enough yet. And I don't even know if they got it. Because
all he's doing is recruiting.
Well, like, no. He wouldn't get it. So what I did is I bought, he had three children that were here and one on the way. I went to the store the night before the press conference, and I bought, I don't know, it's about $125 worth of gifts, like these VTech watches that little kids are into right now. I got one for each of his girls, and then I got like a fake smartphone for the little man, Rudy.
What about for the unborn?
Nothing.
Yeah, you didn't get anything for the fetus?
No wonder you haven't gotten a call back.
Nothing. So I put these gifts together. I did a handwritten card.
I agree with Gray. That's a bad move.
Yeah, probably. And I took
it's
it
like
up.
Not kneeing
I took
ball.
It up. I took it up in a gift bag, and I made the mistake of going to two hotels first, and neither one would obviously confirm nor deny he was staying there. So I said, "All right, this isn't going to work." So then I went.
Did you feel like a creeper when you're doing that?
No.
Hey, is the new football.
If
coach
you're good today? At selling real estate, you're used to asking some questions from time to time. So I then went to the football facility, which I'd never been to in my life before. Nice building, and met a very nice young lady at the front desk.
Oh yeah, the ladies there are very nice.
So she looked like a student.
You guys are saying very nice. Are you talking like nice personality or nice looks?
Everything. Beautiful
both,
girls.
Both. Okay. She looked like a student, and I said, "Hi, I'm a real estate agent. I've got a gift for the coach's wife when she comes in today. Would you give it to her?" And she said, "Oh, absolutely, I'd love to." I don't know if she ever did.
She didn't give it to Vicky on accident, did she?
Here's my point. Ooh. No, I mentioned the name. I said Erica Campbell.
Okay. I
said, "Can you give this to Erica Campbell?"
And you did some research on the coach's wife's name?
Absolutely. And I heard, so I don't know if they got it. So either they got the gifts and have not corresponded with me, which is fine, or the gifts are sitting behind the front desk up at the football facility. So if you're listening and you go by the football facility, peek your head around the front desk and see if there's still a bag sitting there.
Maybe the girl you gave him to looked in there and said, "I could use a couple of these things."
Yeah.
And did you write a personal handwritten note?
Handwritten note, yeah, saying who I was and why, and I made sure to mention like how old I was, 37, married, kids, because I knew an hour after they get this gift,
that old lady's
they're going to be bombarded by a 70-year-old agent that's going to say, everybody uses me and you're stupid if you don't. So my hope is that they would say, well, here's another choice.
You think you're better than her?
Yeah. At this point, yes, I do. Legitimately. I think I sell more real estate than she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to not be able to say that.
I would use you over her.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't even know who she is, but I would go your route. Prom stiffed you, though. Prom went with the old lady, right?
Same reason, though. She bum rushes them at the press conference. And this
so
agent,
why didn't you beat her out and go to the press
that's
conference?
That's not my style.
With a gift.
That's not my style.
Say, hey, coach, look, I've got your unborn child a onesie.
It's just not my style to – I like people to make a choice. I don't want them to feel like I have to say yes to this person because he's here right in front of me and it's awkward.
That's incredibly inappropriate, I think, for that lady.
She does it every time, and she was there this time because I could see the crowd shot from the press conference, and she was sitting there. So she does it every time.
Because just knowing – and I really saw this firsthand with him, more so than Prohm's deal, just because football's a larger animal than basketball is. Yeah. I think we all know that. That guy in that setting, the amount of hands he has to shake and faces he has to meet for the first time – like, it's all business for him, you know? Yeah. Like, he's selling a program. He's selling himself to a fan base. It's a multi-million-dollar industry. And to, like, hey, buy your house for me. Yeah, I like your style. I appreciate your style.
And here's the proof behind why I did it, too, for people to think I just didn't want to confront them. That's true. I didn't. That's not my style. But I have somebody that I know well and trust who had a conversation with Prohm's wife about how that whole process went down, and it was described as being very awkward.
Interesting.
I mean, ultimately, they went with her, but it wasn't...
Is this an Iowa State tie? Does Iowa State force these people to go with
Absolutely
this?
Not.
Okay.
No,
lady's just a politician.
She's let's give her credit, okay? She's a bulldog. She is. She'll get in your face and say, if you do not use me, you are stupid. That is the type of agent she is, which is, that's what some people want.
Nobody wants to be stupid.
You know, that's what some people want. My thing is, I'm going to give your kids some gifts.
Yeah.
That's the way I roll.
You should have, if she wasn't pregnant, a bottle of wine for the wife would be a good move, but she's pregnant.
She's prego. So at a minimum, hey, if I don't get it, I don't get it, but I do hope. If anyone's listening out there and knows the coach, just ask him. Did the kids get the gift?
He's on Twitter.
You can
send him a direct message.
He is on Twitter. He's tweeting up a storm.
I tweeted at
these guys are tweeting, recruiting alternate uniform machines. It's like, it's like Jesus just dropped this guy I've been describing for the last 3 years into my lap right now.
Can we just chillax just a little bit?
Oh, no, Adam.
Just a little bit.
Don't come and...
I'm going to pee on your leg.
Yeah,
right now.
Don't pee all over me, all right? Because I'm loving this.
No, sir, first off, I'm loving it too. I'm excited about the hire. I like the hire.
Can I just preface this before you go off? Because I know where you're going with this. Right now, this guy has one job.
Yes.
And his job is to sell himself to this program to get people excited about Iowa State football. He is knocking that out of the park. We'll see how the wins and loss come in August.
Well, no, I mean, you're wrong. I mean, that is part of his job, to create excitement. He's doing a phenomenal job.
I'm saying, like, first few days on the job, realistically, that's like, that's what an opening press conference is for. If not, why else do you have one?
He killed the press conference.
Oh, man.
He killed it. I was excited about it.
He was like Barry Bonds on steroids during that press conference.
Yes.
I'm also excited, but at the same time, we have 100 years of history behind us.
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
That say none of it matters, meaning what he says at the press conference, et cetera. I'm hopeful. The guy's a winner. He's won everywhere. He's young. He's already doing
like
stuff
that's
cool.
He's young.
There's no way in hell we're playing smoke on the water next year with this guy. No.
Why? I hope we do.
Shut up.
It's such a good song, guys.
Jock Jams is probably leaving, you know? It's like, this guy's going to be...
As long as the I love the Iowa State marketing department. I think they're geniuses. I mean, they were like all over the Twitter thing and stuff way before a lot of the other athletic departments. They're very innovative with it. But I have a feeling that those are the people who are calling the Jock Jams. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope... Dude, I'm telling you, like, that Ole Miss thing that I told you guys, like, freaking every time there's a big hit, they play ring, ding, dong. Like, it is such a different world.
If
like,
I understand.
If you get rid of the jock jams,
Now,
that would be a dream come true.
If Campbell is like Rhodes in the attention to detail and control of the program, then he can pick every piece of music he wants. He could.
Well, he probably has that power then.
He does. Hopefully he is focused on recruits right now.
And he is.
And not the media.
Those guys are, I mean, they're like robots. Like, they're not sleeping.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's been really fun to watch. It's been exciting to watch. But they got to get the players too. Like, it's one thing to offer 75 guys, but if you offer 75 guys and you get two guys,
it's hard to get players in 4 days, though.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, you're going crazy while they're trying to get these new uniforms. They're on Twitter. They're recruiting, and that's all exciting. But right now, all it is just flat. We got to see the substance behind it first before I fully jump in.
That's fair.
Where do the rules and the etiquette combine or collide in this case for a coach that's just left to go recruit those players to come to the new school? Free to do it, no big deal.
Okay,
Campbell has recruited players to come play at Toledo.
Correct.
He now goes after those same players and says, "Come to Iowa State," and that's legit, no problem. That's just what happens.
It's the life of Big 12 football.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
Don't you think it'd be a little bit awkward in that, like,
sucks for
you're
Toledo,
selling them on Toledo and how special it is, and not
play in the Big 12?
Yeah, let's do it over here.
I think if you do it without ripping on Toledo, without saying a bad word, because I mean, you're trying to sell them on Toledo, so then I'll probably say, Toledo actually is not that good.
Yeah.
If you don't do that and you just say, here's where Iowa State's good, I don't think there's any problem with
it. I think what's going on is it's not going to be a very big recruiting class for Iowa State anyways, because there's only like 12 seniors that are graduates. So, I mean, there's going to be some attrition. There always is. You're looking at anywhere from 15 to 20 guys who will sign on signing day. So my point is they already have like 15 commits. My guess is they're going to secure close to all of them. I mean, he's flying around the country right now doing in-homes with those guys.
Yeah.
And most of those guys don't have a ton of other offers. They're going to go to Iowa State because it's their best opportunity. So I think what he's doing, he's picking and choosing the Toledo guys who he thinks can play in the Big 12. And then my guess is, I know this, and I reported this yesterday, they want two quarterbacks. I know this for a fact. They want a JUCO because Grant Rohatch is transferring. There's a scholarship that opens up. They need a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
This Riley Ferguson down in Coffeyville, I think they're going to make a huge run out. He used to play at Tennessee. And then they want a high school quarterback, too. So my guess is you'll get a couple of the Toledo guys. I think they want a couple of JUCO offensive linemen, the two quarterbacks. And as long as you keep everybody, that should be your class.
They're not going to recruit Riley Ferguson to be the backup quarterback. Let's be upfront and honest about that. You don't recruit the number one JUCO quarterback in the country.
To be the backup.
They're recruiting that kid saying, you come in
here. It's bad news for Lane.
I don't even know if I would say that. It's competition.
Is there which I'm all about.
Yeah. Is there a clear-cut number one high school quarterback in Iowa right now that we need to go try to get?
He just committed.
From Waterloo,
2017, though.
Yeah.
He's not.
But he's the number one. He's considered
right now
the best.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
I didn't know for this.
That's
year.
One of the things they're doing right now, too, is they're offering like 2018 kids. I mean, Campbell's big deal right now is getting a major head start because he knows like what he's going. I was 12-0. You can't ignore that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the predominant football program in the state over the course of history.
But why would you want to go play at a mid-major? That's where I keep going back to. If you want to play in a major conference in the Big 12 as opposed to the Big 12, Big 10 West, you come to Iowa State, and that's what you sell.
He has a point there. Do we have any news on defensive coordinator? Anything to report?
No, nothing
there.
Not that. That's the one thing I can't get a read on is.
No leading candidates out there.
Well, the offensive coordinator is open now, too. That guy got the Toledo job yesterday.
Oh, he did. Candle.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So he has two coordinators to hire.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Who does he go after for
that?
By Mangino.
I've been bumming around trying to figure that out, and nobody knows anything.
Nobody's jumping out as...
I was told by a pretty good source that he has a plan, but nobody knows what that plan is. So
I was not aware the guy got the head coaching gig, but that makes sense he stayed.
That sucks. That guy's legit. I was excited about him being the OC.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason Toledo hired him. If he sucked, they wouldn't want him.
Did you see they hired a search firm to hire the coach that had been there at the school for 7 years?
Did you do some research, though? Apparently, what it was is they didn't actually pay the search firm. It was a deal where...
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, because a lot of people were like, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
What happened was the search firm, I guess, they have a good relationship. It's like Iowa State and Parker, where they've worked together a lot. The search firm just, like, identified some candidates, and then Toledo's is like, nah, we're just going to hire this guy.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no commission if there's no like hire made or something. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I read an article on that Parker Search. That place is legit, dude.
Jeez.
They do good business there.
Yeah.
It's in Atlanta. That's why, because I never knew before reading that. I mean, this was several years ago. It always seemed like these meetings were in Atlanta and taking place there. And
yeah, that's why.
That addressed all that. And yeah, it's a hub.
It's the main airport in the whole United States.
Well, they said it too. It provides good cover for coaches because they can say, I was in Atlanta because I was flying
anywhere
elsewhere from there. And you know.
Yeah, they think about stuff that like common guys like us wouldn't have any clue.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Do you appreciate the perspective? Because I did, when Pollard kind of goes into the behind the scenes. Like, we were in Detroit. We were waiting. Like, what he was talking about at the press conference.
I do, because I've spent the last week trying to track down where the hell everybody was at. And it's fun at the end to,
like... Did you do flight track or anything?
Oh, yeah. I was flight tracking the bleep out of it on Saturday. So, Saturday night, and this is why it made sense. It finally added up. I'm watching this plane... And it's cool because you can watch it like fly, right?
Yeah.
This private jet, and it was not an Iowa State University on private jet, leaves Ames on like late Saturday afternoon. I'm like, what in the hell? And it's going to Toledo. It's going to like some suburb of Toledo. But let me stop you briefly though.
So you know a plane has left Ames, which you can track, but doesn't it also like provide like tail number of the plane?
Yes.
So you can look up the plane see that it's a jet or whatever.
Yeah, and I found the name of the guy who owned the plane.
Yeah.
And he didn't work for Iowa. I think he's just like a commercial pilot where they hired him to whatever. And I couldn't figure out why the plane would be flying from Ames to Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, Pollard is already in Detroit.
Yeah.
Why is this going on?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then when Pollard, see, this is what I appreciate about it. And I was freaking out on Saturday night. And I was like, you know, I was having a fit. I'm like, why is this going on? I couldn't understand. It was the president
joining him
to sign the contract.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And when Pollard said that, I'm like, ah, it all adds up. That's what I like about it. I think the media did a pretty good job with this one. There were really the only smoke and mirror that was thrown out there was PJ Fleck, which I bit for, and I liked him.
I'm so glad we didn't go.
You don't like
PJ
him?
Fleck. No, he's all flash.
All the Mizzou talk, which was BS. Kind of sounded like it was BS, but maybe it wasn't.
I think
as
that
much
they're
let off too.
My guess is that Matt Campbell didn't talk to Mizzou, but I would guess some of his people did. That would be my guess.
I didn't hear your interview yesterday. I think, did you have Sage on or Ben Bruns on?
I had Sage on. Ben was on with us on Monday.
Did you, because the question I was wondering if you were going to ask them, because they were both brought up specifically in the press conference, was that Pollard had talked to them and they had described what Iowa State needs or who they need to go after. My curiosity is, what did they say Iowa State needs? Did that come up? I mean, do we know what they said?
Yeah.
What was it that Iowa State needed?
It was funny because when you had Bruns on, though, he mentioned that he really was advocating for a certain assistant coach. So he wasn't really even advocating for what Iowa State ended up doing. I mean, isn't that what you kind of gathered as well?
No.
That's what he said on the radio.
I know the name of the guy who he was advocating for, and I just don't feel comfortable saying it.
That's fine. I'm not asking you to.
Yeah, if Ben didn't want it out there, then I don't want to throw it out there. But, I mean, he and Sage both, like, I think that the reason they got singled out like that is they described very similar styles that they think Iowa State should play and how Iowa State should recruit. And it matched up. With what and that's like what Campbell's saying. I mean, when Pollard goes up there and gives the stats about running the football in the Big 12,
that was impressive, by the way, if that was true.
Yeah, it was very. I
didn't fact check it, but
it sounded very well calculated press conference on how they portrayed that to the public.
Yeah,
and that was the type of style that Ben and Sage were both saying. And I mean, Sage and I we've become very close, and we text. And I mean, he's such a bright football guy. I lean on him all the time for analysis, and he He's been saying that all year. Like, Mark Mangino was driving Sage just absolutely...
It's like run the ball.
Bonkers. And that's where I think that came from. See, and they're both big on, instead of like taking flyers on kids from Texas and Florida who are never, you just don't know about, they're total flyer and they don't have any other big time offers. Don't take them just because they're from Texas and Florida. Take a flyer on a kid who really wants to be there.
If there's a kid in Dallas that has no offers from Houston, TCU, Texas, Baylor. And everyone knows about this kid. He's in Dallas. He's not good enough to play at Iowa State. I'm sorry.
Totally agree.
He's not.
I've seen that so many times with the road staff, and it just drove me nuts where they would take, you know, the flyers, the best way to describe them, and then you pass on a kid, and then here, and then he goes and walks on somewhere and becomes, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just, that's kind of that style, though.
Are you excited about the potential inroads to Ohio? That's what a lot of people have talked about. I mean, is that something?
Okay. I mean, he's good there. I think that I'm a firm believer, too, that if you're solely going to recruit Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, a lot of those kids aren't watching Big 12 football. So true. I think you're going to have to do some other things.
But they're the Midwest option for the Big 12.
Yeah,
that was great.
It was a great quote.
I loved it.
I do, like, long term, I'd like to see that work out that way. I'd be interested to see how that plays out. I'm not going to doubt
the guy. It's funny that I had never thought of it in those terms until you said that.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
it was a great answer.
True. Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of pressed him on that. Like, I was the one who asked him that question because I was curious. I mean, that was my big hang up on the hire.
Yeah.
That was the only hang up I had. I loved everything about him. But I'm like, dude, like, I'm just looking at where he's recruited. It's not Big 12 country. There's not a lot of there's no Iowa ties with this guy. I was curious. And he sold it. He sold it well. Let's see if it works.
I feel the same way about recruiting locations as I do as far as, are we going to get someone that runs the pro style spread? To me, go get the players from anywhere. Who's the best player? I mean, I don't care if we go up to Montana to find a kid. Go get a kid from Montana.
You just have to have the connections to those. The point.
You have to have connections, yeah. But Texas has been terrible to Iowa State. People don't understand. Texas has not been a good state for – like, Florida's been good. California's been good. Texas, we got a couple players down there that have been good. But overall, for how many players we bring in, the percentages is not good.
No, those are the guys who generally haven't worked out.
Yeah. Iowa State needs to be the Patriots of college football. Doesn't matter who they get. They win.
That's a good story. I should do some investigating on like who we signed from Texas in the last 5 years and where they're at now.
I've already done some preliminary numbers if you'd like to look at them.
Yeah, I would. Is it not impressive?
No, it's not. Not for how many kids we bring in from Texas. Yeah. I don't think it's very good at all.
Yeah.
But
Gray apparently does a lot of research on these things.
She's great.
We were debating K-State, Iowa State the other day.
Well, we got in an argument. Basically, my big thing is I don't care what offensive style the guy runs. I mean, he could spread, triple option. It doesn't matter. Is he a good coach? Does he stick to what he – I mean, do we have an identity? That's the thing I've always said about Iowa State offense for the last 5 years.
They don't have an identity.
No identity. What are they trying to do out there? I don't know. If he runs a spread, he can still run the ball 70% of the time.
Yeah, the spread is such a – to me, it's such a term that – people,
there's 10 different kinds of spreads.
Yeah, exactly. That's people hear spread and you automatically think Baylor. Well, that's a very unique.
Yes.
Like, there's nobody runs it like Baylor.
No one runs it like Leeds.
There's still two main styles of offense: pro style and spread. And yes, there's variations of both of those.
Yes.
But you're either running one of the two, unless you're doing like a triple option, which is rare.
Yes.
Only a few schools do that. So, but no, it sounds like he believes the foundation is a good running game, which it is. So I don't have a problem with that. It's not as exciting to watch, but
if you're rushing for 200 yards a game and Mike Warren's able to break, it's pretty damn exciting. You know, you can still score points.
Yeah,
it's not like Iowa State's going to try and do what Iowa does and just bleed the clock.
And people think like
they're not going to do that.
The proof is too. I mean, you look at like Oklahoma, who has a similar to Baylor style offense, and they ran the ball really effectively against Oklahoma State, and they broke a ton of long runs. So even teams like that, Baylor with Linwood, they run quite a bit. So
they've led the Big 12 in rushing for what, the last 4 years?
So
they've been like top five in the country in rushing.
Yeah.
So there's very few teams that pass all the time. I mean, because then you are too predictable. So you do have to run, but hopefully I wouldn't mind getting a fullback in there once in a while. You know, blocking, opening a hole. That wouldn't be the end of the world. We don't do that.
But I mean, honestly, the only thing that you look at for next year that's holding them back from being really good is who are they going to plug in for the offensive line?
Yeah, that's my deal.
I mean, that's the only thing, because quarterback, you got a returning quarterback, running backs, wide receivers. For the most part, most of the defense is back. I mean, you lose Dale Pearson, which is huge. But
yeah, but I mean, like a guy like Bobby Leith should be a lot better next year. Yep. There's a lot of, you know, even like a J.D. Wagner. Like, there are guys at the end that I'm curious. Will they go to the 4-3? That's a question. It's too early because he doesn't know. I mean, I wanted to ask that, but I knew that's not even a fair position to put him in. He's not aware of his personnel, the recruits, or anything like that. But I'm curious because they've recruited now to the 3-4. I want to know what they're going to do.
Who's the DN that I love that redshirted this year? He was from like Murray, Iowa. Like, I love that.
No,
kid.
I did too. He's my favorite kid in the class as well. He started at Murray. Oh, shoot. What's that kid's name?
It wouldn't surprise me to see him start next year, Chris. With Trent Taylor, Dale Pearson.
They thought about playing him this year.
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, that kid just looks the part. He's going to be a player.
Shoot, give me that kid's name. It's freaking me out. Why can I not remember? Oh, Nernis. Seth Nernis.
Seth Nernis, yeah.
He's a stud.
Yeah. I'm excited about him. And he'll be a 3-4-year starter, in my opinion.
And that's a deal where, like, I was talking about this on the radio the other day. If I don't really give a damn how many stars you have, I want to know who else wanted you. Mm-hmm. If Bill Snyder wanted him, I'll take him.
Yeah.
I'll take him.
Yep.
That's what drives me nuts about when Iowa State has let these kids like Jake Waters and the other kid, the quarterback at Kansas State. Like, you're telling me that he's not good enough to play here, but Bill Snyder is coming to your backyard to take him? Now, that's a joke.
Talent.
That's a kid that needs to be an Iowa State site.
Talent matters and size matters. I mean, there's a reason that colleges aren't filled with Doug Flutie's. I mean, he's a rare player, you know, at 5'9" or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you want... You need players to have a certain size at certain positions. You need that.
Yep.
But I would value a kid with a chip on his shoulder over a 4-star recruit almost every day of the week just because of the attitude.
Yeah.
You know, the 4- and 5-star athletes are hella talented. No one doubts that. But a lot of times they know they're talented and the work ethic isn't as good. They take it for granted, et cetera, versus the Rudy mentality, which is – I got to earn it every time out there. And Iowa State does get those guys. And, you know, and I'm not saying that he isn't talented, but like Levi Peters jumps to mind, just a guy that does a crap load out there.
Well, you
fill your team with those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully you get the best of both worlds. Someone's really talented but goes under-recruited, and so they have that chip on the shoulder with talent. Like Jake Knott.
Jake
talented
Knott's
kid.
The best example.
Yeah, but he had a chip on his shoulder and he showed up at Iowa State because nobody wanted him until the last second.
Yeah.
So if you can get those guys in, those are...
Football is a game of effort. At the end of the day,
yeah.
I mean, you have to put in the effort, and he seems like he's coaching that, which is good.
But I'll back Paul Rhodes here. I thought the effort in this year's team was
outstanding.
Was fine.
They played their asses off for Paul.
They just they didn't make plays at the end. There were some coaching issues, obviously.
Yeah.
We could name them, but the effort was there.
I totally agree.
I was disappointed in the last game. I'll be honest with you, but whatever.
To me, like the last game, win or lose, was pretty irrelevant.
To not score, though, I mean, West Virginia's defense is not that good.
Our offensive line was terrible.
Yeah, Lanning, I mean, if that was Lanning's last audition before next year, it wasn't a good one.
West Virginia's defense is better than you're giving it credit for.
Yeah, but not no touchdown good.
No, but, I mean, if you look at their numbers, they've had a pretty good year.
They dropped off a little bit when they lost their stud.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best player on their team.
And now they've kind of started to regain a little bit. Them at Kansas State?
Yeah.
That'll
be a hell of a game.
Yeah, we'll be.
I probably won't watch it because there's so much other good football on. And frankly, Iowa State season's over, so I'm not like, I don't have the boner for watching the Big 12 games like I do in the middle of the year.
So when you're watching Big 12 games in the middle of the year, you have a boner as you're watching it.
A lot of times, yeah.
Really?
Hard on, yeah.
Full on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was talking to someone yesterday. I was talking to our good friend of the program, Lawrence, and he said, we were talking about the Fawcast, I think, and he's like, Chris just needs to go get an Art Briles tattoo. It's clear he wants one.
Oh, I would love one.
He's always making bets to try to lose to have to get one. It's like, why doesn't he just go get one?
You should.
I'll get a big Art Briles tattoo on my ass.
Should we talk about our pack for next year?
What is our pack? Yeah, we were doing this.
Well, you,
I was, dude. I felt a cold coming on.
Yeah,
and I was doing the Adam Gray remedy of just get drunk to burn it off. And
yeah.
I had this moonshine that I whipped up before.
Yeah.
Halloween. Yeah, no cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody, if you're feeling a cold coming on, go get some whiskey, start drinking it, you'll be fine.
Well, I just had a brilliant idea, by the way. Will you let me buy you a Christmas present of an Art Briles tattoo?
No.
Because I think that's your hurdle. You don't want to, you want it, but you don't want to pay to get it put on your butt.
I'm not going to do that, no.
Ever?
No. Well, no.
Unless you lose a bet.
No. Well, it won't be Art Briles, but what will the tattoo, so if Iowa State wins 8 games next year, we're getting a tattoo.
Yeah, of some sort. We're getting tattoos. Sort.
Who's we were?
Gray and I.
Were.
Yeah, okay. We were texting about this the other night.
Matching tattoos?
No, we'll not be matching. I'm not a tattoo guy, so it would be something class. I'm not getting Art Briles on my ass. I'm just not doing it.
You guys are due. Cause
see that, okay, if Iowa State wins 9 games, Gray has to get Art Briles tattooed on his ass. That's what I want.
Why, dude,
I
don't. But Iowa State's winning 8-9 games. Why would it be Art Briles? I'm not.
Dude, if you're an aging married dude,
put your ass where your mouth is.
If you're an aging married dude and like you're the days of like having game are behind you, which you know describes you two guys.
Yeah,
then
well behind me.
Who cares if you get a tattoo in your butt? no one's seeing it except your unfortunate wife.
Yeah,
so.
But of Art Briles? Like I'll get a tattoo of my butt, but not
Art
Briles.
It's got to be a portrait of Art Briles.
No, I don't like Art Briles like you do.
How do you not like Art Briles?
Would it just be like a face, like with the hat, or would it be like an Adonis body with Art Briles head on
it?
To me,
I would do like his face, like a really detailed.
Art Briles is not as whiny as Tom Brady, but he's pretty damn close. Oh, he is whiny.
That would go viral.
Art's the man.
You could tweet it. It'd go all over the place. Just, your Art Briles butt tattoo.
Now, why? I don't want a tattoo of Art Briles.
But you
yes,
do.
You kind of do.
No, I don't.
You do because you've risked it several times.
No, that was, okay, the way that all played out, it was my friend Travis Hines. He was tweeting, this was last year, like it was pre-basketball season.
Yeah.
Something about Baylor. And I touted Scott Drew's record of just going to Sweet 16 because I think Scott Drew's underrated. People know that. I talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
And what I tweeted was, if he gets to a Sweet 16 with this year's team, I'll get a tattoo of him tattooed on my body.
Yeah.
And like it was totally just – I tweeted this in like September.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, they're a freaking 3 seed in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I had forgotten I had even done it. it was just such a spur of the moment. Well, yeah, and then Hines screenshots it and tweets it out.
Yeah, now you're stuck.
And that's how that started. That's the only time I've done that.
So what type of bet would it actually take for
I'm
you to
I'm not getting
it?
Art Briles tattooed on my body.
Ever. You're now
just
saying
like
ever.
He's never trying to eat 20 hot dogs in an hour.
Yeah, you have so many bets to catch up on.
Yeah, I could totally do that. That's easy.
You're so full of shit.
It wasn't even 20. It was 15.
It was 10.
Was it
15?
15.
No, it was 10.
It was not 10.
It was not 10. It was 15.
Okay, fine. I can do that
too. I guarantee you someone listening to this will tell us how many it was.
Correct.
It was 15. I would love to see you get an Art Briles tattoo on your
butt. I'm not getting an Art Briles tattoo. Can we change the subject?
Would you get any tattoo on your butt? Are you just
I would get.
Do you have any current tattoos?
No, I don't have any. No.
Do you have any gray?
No.
I have an unfortunate one.
Tramp stamp?
No tramp stamp. I have initials of a young lady on my ankle.
No, you do.
Your wife?
I do.
Of your wife?
Fortunately, yes. It ended up being my wife. But I was 18. And in love.
That is probably one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I admit it. I always disagree with you.
That's pretty lame.
I was in San Diego visiting a buddy. I was 18. I was liberated.
Young love.
So what was Katie's maiden name?
Milliman.
Oh, okay.
Milliman. So it's KM. And it's in some stupid scrolly font. Because I wanted it somewhere that wasn't like completely obvious.
Why wouldn't you just put it right up above your junk?
I don't know.
Really like to let other ladies know that that's Katie's.
Yeah. I figured, if this doesn't work out, I don't really want it above my junk for everybody else
to see. If you guys were really in love and you thought you were going to marry, it should have been KC. You should have already put it on there.
I should have committed. I should have gone in deeper.
Yep.
I didn't. And honestly, it's a tattoo that I remember that I have about 3 times a year.
Is it even possible to get a tattoo on your scrotum?
Sure.
Well, but is that too thin of skin?
I wouldn't know, but
there's not enough space for you, buddy, for them to be able to get that.
Dude, I've seen people with tattoos like inside their lip. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah,
like
I have
pull your lip
that.
Down and like inside your lip.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
think
creeps.
I think you can tattoo anywhere.
I am not a tattoo.
You would never get a tattoo?
If we win 8 games next year, I'm going to get like an Iowa State tattoo or something.
The only type of tattoo I would ever get is like if like a family member died or, you know, something like meaningful.
What if Art Briles wins the national championship?
No.
Let's move off this Art
Briles. I'm not
going to
get an Art Briles tattoo.
Everybody in Cyclo Nation thinks you are.
No.
So you're setting the record straight on this podcast.
No, I do love Art Briles.
But you're never getting an Art Briles tattoo.
No.
All right. Hey, let it be known, Cyclo Nation.
I'm not. I love
it. It's been a false story.
I love the man, but Matt Campbell's making a run for him with these alternate uniforms talk. I mean, I'm telling you.
He's a pretty good looking dude for an old guy. Art Briles is. So
yeah.
It'd be a bad tattoo.
Jeez. Art's fantastic.
Yeah.
We have something to talk about? We want to do picks or what?
Charter did this. Do you guys have any basketball thoughts? Or to me, I'm like so in football right now. Like, I mean, basketball's been...
So I was at the game.
Have you ever heard Hilton quieter than George laying on the court?
I maybe just want to vomit everywhere.
I told my wife if I would have farted everyone 3 sections around,
would have heard it. Yeah.
That was scary. At first, because I was up in the balcony, not everyone can get the good seats like Charter down low. So I thought he was grabbing his... I thought he got hit in the nuts.
In the junk.
At first, yeah.
Well, I thought it was his ACL because it was non-contact.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I saw that, and the way he was moving around, then all of a sudden I said, well, hopefully he just banged knees, which it sounds kind of like what he did, right? Just
Charlie horse.
Charlie horse, yeah.
It was like, yeah, right above his knee.
That was scary because all of a sudden you get flashbacks of North Central State or where we played in that game. North Carolina A&T or whoever. Who was
NC
that?
NC Central,
yeah. But and that was when he went down in that game. I was driving home. That might have been the most depressed I've been for Iowa State Athletics because I really thought we were going to win the national championship that year.
You know what would have been classic because everybody would have heard it? Like when he was obviously telling the trainers like what was happening and everyone else is like wondering, man, is he done for the year? Like Jameel should have said like, it's all right.
He's okay.
He's okay. Everybody would have heard it in the entire arena.
And the place would have just erupted.
It was that quiet.
Yeah.
You know, it was that quiet. But that was a scary moment.
I mean, I'll be honest, George. I mean, a Charlie horse and you're laying there that long? I mean, come on. I don't know. I don't want to call him a pansy or anything, but.
He did act like he got shot.
It's kind of what you're just doing right now.
But you know what? I can say this, though, because he even said it himself. He probably overreacted.
He did. So, in hindsight.
You know, athletes are the worst when it comes to that, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they'll sit there and they will act like someone shot them.
At least like with George, he doesn't do it all the time.
No, he does.
There's certain guys who just hit the floor like just for stupid. Like,
DeAndre Kane twisted his ankle.
Boo Boo Paulo and Marquez Gilstrap are the three that come to my mind.
Mike Warren's up there.
Yeah.
Mike Warren.
Although he's had a bad, people didn't know this, but he had a pretty good tweak on his back the whole season.
Yeah.
So I think you're underestimating how tough he actually was.
What? There's a play where he got up and he like barely could walk off the field and like two plays later he's back.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
all the time in the NFL and stuff.
I know that's what athletes do this.
I'm just telling you,
soccer player.
Warren's back was messed up.
No, these guys are tough. I'm not trying to kill them or anything. I always just get a little bit of a kick out of it. Remember when Paul Pierce against the Lakers in the finals, they took him in a wheelchair? Like, he was in a wheelchair, and they took him off the court back. And like, 2 minutes later, he's back in, jumping up and down, and he's fine.
I think you're right. The DeAndre Kane Oklahoma game is the worst of all time.
Oh, my God.
We all thought he was, like, dead.
I kept telling people, I'm like, guys, he tweaked his ankle. I mean, he'll be perfectly fine. Look at it. It was fine.
I just remember, I wasn't there, but following, like, all the guys who were trying to cover that, following him on Twitter, like they're
thought he died.
Yeah, I know. There was like the picture of him on crutches and the
his teammates are carrying him off there, like his Byron Leftwich run down the field with a broken leg. Oh God!
Can you guys? I'm genuinely
classic,
curious.
Classic sports moment.
Oh yeah, he actually had like a broken leg.
Yeah, he
like,
was playing with a broken.
That's
leg.
That's a tough SOB right there.
I'm going to forget if I don't do this, but I do want to know your opinion. What was your take on the Pollard Twitter deal this week?
It's Jamie being Jamie.
I don't care because Jamie's consistent, and I love that about him.
He shouldn't have done it.
He shouldn't have done it. But
was the person a donor? The guy said he was a donor.
I don't know. That guy emailed me.
It's irrelevant.
It gained traction because of Hassel. Hassel tweeted it
out. It's irrelevant if he's a donor or not. Jamie shouldn't have done it. Period. I mean, period.
It sounds like, though, Jamie,
I love
what
Jamie
people said, Jamie's the guy that if this guy was a donor, probably already called or emailed the guy and said, sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's what he does behind the scenes, which is good.
Everyone's so excited. You made this hire. The guy had a great press conference. Everything's good all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the point of that tweet? I just don't get the point of it.
He shouldn't have done it. You're right, but I'm not going to kill him because I applaud him for doing bold and brash things all the time, so that would make me a hypocrite.
And here's the thing. Fans can let them be emotional in this kind of situation too, because remember when Hoiberg was hired? There's a lot of people that hated that.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets done with that press conference and everyone's all in on Hoiberg.
Yeah.
So it happens. Let people react.
One of the reasons this is relevant, and I don't think he'll do this, but I was wondering because this came just after that tweet, because I told you guys several weeks ago that I emailed Pollard and then he got back to me and I said, hey, you know, when you get rid of Rhodes, I'll join at the director's level. And he responded to that and he said, appreciate your passion or whatever. Now that he's gotten rid of him, I wrote him back and I said, hey, I'm keeping my word. After the first of the year, I'm going to join. Good job. Like the hire, et cetera. To which he has not responded at this point, which is fine. He's busy. But after that tweet, I wondered if I was going to get a response saying, like, we don't need you as a front runner. keep your money. We don't want you. Go away. I don't think he'll do that. But
I can
he could have done the same thing with me.
And
that he did with that guy.
When you get crushed on Twitter a lot, and I'm sure that he does. I get crushed on Twitter a lot. Not nearly as much as him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There are times where, I mean, I wish I could have some tweets back. You know? My guess is if Jamie, like if you're sitting and having an honest conversation with him right now, he probably wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
He
That's where I would
put. In my opinion, he should turn his notifications off. Tweet and just don't even. I wouldn't. There's no reason for him to interact with fans. If they really want to interact that bad with him, they can send him an email. They can call him.
Yeah,
I'm just pissed that guy didn't get blocked and the Fogcast account got blocked. That guy got a response. Just block him. Block
maybe,
us.
Maybe he did get blocked too. I don't know.
Oh, after the fact, probably got blocked.
Yeah,
have to.
Maybe Pollard made an example out of him and then moved on.
By the way, once I actually go donate at that level, I want to hope to try to meet Jamie Pollard. I never have, and say, hey,
is that the top level?
Yeah, 12.5 is the director's level. And you still as well,
so you have to write him a check for $12,000 a year.
12.5 a year.
Good God.
Yeah, and that's for me, it's a business write-off. I'm going to use it. I'll give tickets to clients. I'll do whatever. Okay. So it makes sense from that perspective. But I do want to meet him, and I assume he tries to meet people at that level. It's an assumption. I assume he does. And say, by the way, can you unblock Fogcast?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
From your Twitter feed?
I think it's kind of a badge of honor for the Fogcast, isn't it?
I actually hope he continues to block you so that you don't say stupid shit.
He'll be like, what did you say? And I'll go, I said, it's time. And I'll go, really? That's what you said? Why did I block you for that?
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I can level with the guy just a little bit. You know, he's at a different position than I am, obviously,
being
the athletics director. I'm just saying, like, in the heat of Twitter, like, when in an emotional time like that, like, he's just as frustrated as you were, probably more at that point. There's a lot on the line for that man. And you're getting... hundreds of tweets from jackasses who are just...
I'm just curious if he blocked or someone else blocked.
Oh, I'm sure it was him. He runs his own account.
You think?
Yes. He runs his own account. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Well, here's the thing. We're Iowa State. Since when do we care if we have bandwagon fans or not?
You don't.
Just give me all the
all
fans
of them.
That we can.
I know. That's
what
I was thinking.
8 games in 3 years.
Yeah. I'll take anybody.
Yeah. It was a bad decision. Yeah. But whatever. All right.
I admire him. I really do.
Hey, it can't be an easy job.
You're kissing his ass.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I've
you
said
are.
That
you're
for years.
You're kissing his
when he,
ass.
When he killed the refs after Oklahoma State, I'm like, you know, I probably wouldn't have done that, but...
I actually kind of like that one.
That's him.
Because refs suck.
Well, I mean, what else do you... The guy's being genuine. He's being himself. I'm not going to kill him for that.
He gets credit for the
Be yourself away from the public.
Well, that's fine, but like, I'm not going to sit here and applaud him for being brash one time and then kill him the next time. I like the fact that he's like that. I would much rather our athletics director be like that than not be accessible and to just be hiding out in his office.
Then be Gary Bard is what you're saying.
Yeah. Iowa State needs a guy like that. Pollard's fantastic in that sense. I like it.
I don't disagree.
He's
passionate about Iowa State.
I admire his consistency. I really do. It's not right all the time, but neither are you. Like, he's a human being.
Yeah. Yep.
That's where I'm at on it.
All right. We're doing picks.
Let's do picks.
Go ahead and announce the winner from last week, please.
All right, so first place standings is still me. I'm 36-29.
No, I just said last week. We don't need to talk about season.
C-Dub is 32-31-2.
Such an ass.
Going down to the bottom again is Charter, 27-35-3.
Still in it.
Yep. Charter, actually, that's just you did win last week. You went 3-2 when you flipped a coin.
So you are a lot better. It's a tactic.
It is.
All right.
Are you going to do it again?
No, I've got picks here.
You got picks, okay.
Yeah.
C-Dub and I went 2-3. I will say this, Chris. We got hosed in that Baylor game.
Yeah.
That weather.
The weather
if that's
brutal.
A nice night out, Baylor wins that game by 3 touchdowns.
Because what it does is it negates TCU's pass defense, which is horrendous.
Yeah, that was...
It's the same reason Ohio State lost to Michigan State.
It realistically, if there's Armageddon this weekend, it could have kept Baylor out of the playoff, potentially.
There comes a point...
But, I mean, there'd have to be a lot
to Oklahoma,
that would happen.
It was terrible weather, too.
There'd have to be a lot that would happen, but it is possible that
there comes a point, by the way, where football shouldn't be played in any weather, and that was that game. Because it ruined the game.
Especially with those two teams. Like, you want to watch those two
ruined
teams.
Ruined it.
Yeah.
Ruined it. All right. I'm waiting off.
I would have loved to watch, like, Army and Navy play in that weather, but not Baylor and TCU.
Nope. Speaking of Baylor, I'm taking Baylor minus 20 at Texas.
21.
I got it at 20 and a half.
Give me 20 and a half.
20 and a half is the consensus current line.
We're all taking that one then, huh? Or no? You're not taking it, Chris?
Not yet.
I'm taking it. I'll take 20 and a half. I'll take that extra half point for sure.
Not yet. Give me – I want to look at the lines here.
Okay.
I'm going to take all championship games.
Oh, okay. Nice. So, Charter and I both got Baylor at minus 20 and a half. C-Dub hasn't made his pick yet.
Give me Houston at minus 6 over Temple.
You just love
Herman. I love Tom Herman.
Houston minus 6.
You got a tattoo of Herman.
Did he officially resign?
No. I don't know.
No.
Basically, what he's saying is he was principle.
He was holding out for LSU, and they kept Miles.
Yeah,
they
he did. Says he's holding out principle just in case, like, a Texas job or something.
LSU would have been
stupid
to fire Miles.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. He just needs – all he needs to do is do, like, what Gary Patterson did and bring in a new offensive coordinator to just completely change things up, and he'll revitalize the program.
Do you think he was out if they hadn't won that game the way they won the game? It kind of seemed
that
way.
No, I think what happened was they reached out to Jimbo. He said no. They probably reached out to Chip Kelly. He said, or whoever. And they whiffed on like three big dogs, and they're like, well, we can't do any better than Les.
If you're Les, you say F you and go take it out.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's keep this guy. That's funny because 75%
of his games. I've already worked on my rundown for the show today, and that's one of my topics. If Les Miles should flip them off and get the hell out of there.
Do you know what it seems like to me? Tommy Tuberville at Auburn. Same exact thing. Remember they were trying to bring in Petrino from Louisville. They were doing all stuff to Tuberville, and he ended up sticking around. It's hard to recruit when kids know that the people there want you gone.
Tuberville's program started to fall when Rhodes left.
Dude, how do you want a guy gone unless Les Miles is a jerk? I don't know. But a guy that wins, like, what, 75% of his games and has won a national championship, and you want him gone?
I'll tell you this, though.
That's dumb.
I don't know if I was telling you guys. I think I was. LSU fans are the worst fans in the country. These people are horrendous. Like, I wouldn't want to coach there. These people, not only are they horrendous, but they're dorks. With the nerdiest fan base I've ever seen in my life.
You're probably offending, again, not to mention them twice in a row, but Lawrence and Brandy up there in Ames. Earlier this year when Iowa State was playing a game, they have LSU fans that are friends, and they had like an LSU tent set up in their yard during an Iowa State tailgate.
Well, I'm not saying
they had the jambalaya cooking.
Yeah, you're saying they're terrible.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I about came to blows with one LSU fan down there. He was such a geek. He's like this little, like, pencil neck little.
Yeah.
Everybody dresses up. Like, they're all. This guy's in his, like, khakis and this dorky, like, tucked in polo without a belt. And he was just running his mouth. He was talking about how LSU was going to lure Dabo Swinney away from Clemson and all this crap.
Does it just piss you
Which
off?
It's funny because
that
before this year, people thought Dabo Swinney sucked.
Yeah.
When they spell go, G-E-A-U-X, does that bother you?
Did you see my tweet after that? So there was the fight in that game. I don't know if you were watching that game. There was a fight. Like, the actual, like, bench is cleared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the players. There's a fan that got almost killed there in the day that you were there. Got
really?
Beat dead.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know about that. An LSU fan?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, like, the sideline's cleared, and I tweeted, go home, G-E-A-U-X. I thought it was really creative.
I don't know why they do that.
It's so stupid.
It's a Bayou thing.
I totally, my buddy Shaner, you know Shaner.
He's a big Bama
fan. Huge Bama fan. He has been his whole life, and I now totally understand his passionate hatred for LSU. He was down there with me, and I leaned over to him in the middle of that game, and I was like, dude, Roll Tide.
I guess
roll
I'm going to have to look into it a little deeper.
Okay.
Okay. You picked, right?
Sorry, I got off topic.
You took Houston minus six.
All right, Houston minus six. I'm going next here. We've got Stanford USC. I have Stanford at minus 4.5. Is that right? What do you got for
that's
the
what
one?
I had. 4.5.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game, I think. Where is that game played? San Francisco? At 49ers Stadium?
No idea where it's played.
Pac-12 Championship. It's got to be played there. I think that's where they play it. I am going to take, reluctantly, Stanford.
That's a good pick.
In that game. So
I like USC in that. I'm not picking USC, but I like USC in that one.
Clay Helton's a good coach. That was a great hire.
I always – the only reason why is whenever a new guy gets hired that's an interim coach, the next game those kids play their butts off for that kid.
I agree.
For that coach. They always
typically
do.
Can I tease a game?
No, absolutely not.
You got to pay money to do that.
Yeah,
I'll put $5 in.
Are you going to buy us lunch? You can tease if you buy us lunch.
Not with a company card either.
For a point?
A point, that's worth a lunch.
I'll just go ahead while you're talking about thinking about your pick.
I got my pick.
Okay, let's hear it.
I want Bama, 17.5.
Ooh.
Florida will not score a point.
I see why you didn't like that half point.
Yeah. Bama's going to win. I mean, they're going to win like by 20. But Florida can't score against Bama. Like, I'm sorry, they can't.
How did Florida's offense get so bad? I know they lost their starting quarterback. I get that. But their backup had played.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Can't throw.
They can't score against Vanderbilt. Okay?
Barely scored against Florida A&M.
And you're telling me they're going to cover against Bama?
Here's the thing.
Hell no.
Florida's defense is maybe one of the top five defenses in the country.
Totally agree.
But they're now starting to where Iowa State is. When the offense goes three and out all the time, by the end of the game, that defense is gassed.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
They won't. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Okay.
I wish I could get it to 16.5, though.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take Kansas State and Bill Snyder at home, 6.5.
Oh, bet you do.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be all over that one.
I just like Kansas State.
It's not a bad pick.
They win, they're going bowling.
West Virginia is
They're
not...
going bowling anyways at 5-7.
Yeah, but Snyder doesn't like to think even about
it. No, but they are, though. They're APR. Them and Nebraska are 1-2.
Okay.
So how exactly – explain to me. So if there's not enough six-win teams, right – they can go get a 5-win team.
It goes by your APR.
And the APR has to do with grades and
grades and graduation rates and all that stuff.
That is so dumb.
Nebraska's number one, Kansas State's number
five.
Two.
Would our APR have been good enough?
Yes.
A 5-win
Iowa State would have been like third or fourth in the mix. But so like if they needed two teams, they would have been left out. But I think if they would have gone deep enough, Iowa State.
But it only happens if there's not enough 6-win.
Iowa State's APR is just good enough to like be in contention.
Yeah, whatever. I hate it. Stupid. All right. Upset alert.
Let's hear it.
One of the hotter teams in the country right now on offense, North Carolina.
I'm taking
plus
it too.
4.5.
Yeah, buddy. Money line, Armageddon, college football playoff, bitches.
You know what's going to suck is when they win this, and you got two Big Ten teams in there.
Is it Ohio State?
No, I think Stanford will get in over Ohio State, in my opinion.
A two-loss Stanford team that lost to Northwestern?
Yes, because...
You're hiring.
I'm not. If you go to the bylaws of the college football playoff, there it specifically says in there, for a non-conference champion to get in over a conference champion, they have to be the direct word. I did research on this yesterday. Unequivocally better. You're telling me that Ohio State, with one win over a top 30 team all year, they've only played two top 30 teams, is unequivocally better than Stanford?
Resume wise, no. Ability wise, unequivocally, yes. They would dominate Stanford. Yes.
Dominate Stanford.
Yes.
You think that this Ohio State team that has struggled with the likes of Illinois and Indiana
in a Final Four matchup? If those two teams
doesn't matter,
and Urban Meyer's the coach, they would win by 24.
You may be right, but why are we even playing games then? Do we just not look at resumes?
Well, Do we not acknowledge the rules that the playoff has put into place? You're saying unequivocally though.
Let's face
two
facts.
Ways to look at it.
Even the committee doesn't know those rules, so it doesn't even matter.
They don't even care.
So
you're right. Barry Alvarez will find
for
a way
the record.
To
for the record, when North Carolina wins this weekend. Chris is saying that Stanford
should be in.
Should be in.
I don't have any faith
in them. If they win, obviously, against USC.
What about Notre Dame?
You're saying Ohio State.
Stanford beat Notre Dame.
Yeah. You're saying Ohio State is in.
Yes. 100%. Ohio State jumped TCU and Baylor last year when TCU went 56-3.
Yeah,
and their resume wasn't any better last year.
The only reason they did that, though, is because they beat Wisconsin 56-0. They can't do that.
Well, it's all mood if Clemson wins, but it'd be more interesting if Clemson loses to see what happens.
I like money line.
I'm picking it for a reason. I think North Carolina's playing great.
There's something wrong when the committee – I mean, I get why the committee does it. The resumes, look like it, but there's no way the Big Ten's got the fourth, fifth, and sixth best teams in the country. I look at a team like Ole Miss. I know Ole Miss has got three losses.
I think Ole Miss
would beat Michigan State.
Tell me this.
I agree.
Because you guys research this stuff like a couple of dorks.
I mean, I'm not
as
confident as you are in that.
Baylor would beat the hell out of Iowa.
Tell me why this is
they
crazy. Other than – let's set aside one thing here. Current rankings. It's out of the picture. North Carolina beats Clemson and does so handily. Why is North Carolina not considered?
Because their strength of schedule.
It's just too bad.
The only team in the top 25 with the worst strength of schedule is Houston.
So is North Carolina substantially worse than Ohio State's strength of schedule?
It's 60.
Is it better?
No, they're ranked 63rd.
Yep. Okay.
Strength of schedule. Iowa 62nd and Ohio State 61st.
Okay, well, by that argument, then maybe North Carolina could get in. You're saying Ohio State's going to get in. So why wouldn't North Carolina just beat the number one team in the country?
Their strength of schedule would probably jump up over Ohio State's if they won that game.
For sure it would.
Well, yeah, because it's probably going to even if they lose.
So wouldn't North Carolina have more of a leg to get in than Ohio State?
Yes.
I would agree with that.
Because they're a conference champion.
Stanford's got no chance, in my opinion. Like, I don't even
think if they win the Pac-12 championship, they're going to have a good chance. They really will. I think, personally, if you're up to me, I'd put North Carolina in. I mean, they just beat the number one team in the country.
Won 12 games in a row.
Yeah, like that's to me who you put
in. So let's get all sorts of crazy here. Let me ask you a crazy question, all right?
Okay.
And this will never happen. But North Carolina wins, so Clemson's out. OK, Okay. Stanford also loses, so they're out. Okay. Right. Iowa and Michigan State play each other. Right. Let's just assume that Michigan State loses by 1 point in a close game.
No.
Iowa is in. Now Michigan State, who beat Ohio State,
yeah,
still doesn't get in.
No, two losses, and they should have lost a third to Michigan, and their defense is
set. That is a good theory, though, Mark. I don't know. I mean,
They're better than Ohio State in theory.
I mean, Ohio State lost to them with two backup quarterbacks playing for Michigan State.
But here's my larger point. That's why rankings and all of this stuff is stupid, because the reality is you should just have the four best teams. And there isn't a good way to do that.
Well, that's if you went to an 18 playoff.
This, eight.
But if you did this, well, then answer this for me. In the scenario that you just laid out, if you had an 18 playoff where all the conference champions go, and USC were beat Stanford, do you want a 9-4 team in the playoff?
No. No, but I also think that when you get into teams 7 and 8, it's less relevant.
There's a lot of times, too, like where this ACC game, where that Coastal team sucks. Or, you know, the Big Ten, it worked out this year where Iowa's undefeated. But I think a lot of us would have projected whoever comes out of the West to have like 3 or 4 losses this year. And if upsets happen, man, like all the time, like Kansas State beating Oklahoma, like weird crap.
I would love mayhem. I'd love Florida to beat Bama.
Let's say there are 16 teams in college football playoffs this year. It would not surprise me if someone team between 10 and 16 ended up winning the whole championship this year. That's how
I think anybody can win it. Honestly, as we stand right now today, the team that's going to win it's Oklahoma.
I think so too.
They're playing great.
I think that
they look fantastic.
I think you've got three legitimate. Like, there's no. I think whoever wins that Big Ten title game should be in. I think you got Bama. They should be in, and you got Oklahoma. To me, like, I'm sorry, like, and I know Clemson's undefeated, but they've been tested twice this year. Their schedule sucks, and both the times they've been tested have been at home. Like, I want to see them play North Carolina. I think they're going
to
get beat.
But if Ohio State did manage to sneak
described
in
Iowa,
here's the thing, what? Though.
You just described Iowa.
Yeah, pretty much. But if they win, they should be in.
No, I know. You just assume.
Absolutely. Yeah. If Iowa loses, they shouldn't be in. But if they win, you can't keep them out at 13-0.
Same as Clemson.
Yeah.
But I could see Ohio State, if they snuck in again, winning it all again. Because I think Meyer is a great big game coach. One of the best.
I having said that, though, that team has Florida State last year written all over it. They lose one game, and, I mean, it's a freaking meltdown of epic proportions. You've got players calling out coaches. You've got dudes declaring for the draft on Twitter. Like, to me,
Although they rebounded really well.
Yeah, but that team seems in a rivalry game.
They looked really good.
How would they have done if Maryland would have come to town? Like, how much would they play down to
their competition?
That's why I'm saying if Ohio State and Stanford play, they win that game by 3 scores.
Yeah, I thought that about Florida State last year, too, and we saw that worked out.
Yeah. All right, where are we at? Who's
that picks? Team is fractured, and if you look at Urban Meyer's past too, he has a hard time of holding locker rooms after championship seasons. He did it at Florida too. I think that they're done.
Yeah. All right. My pick?
No, you guys both took UNC there, so it's my pick. I'm taking – this doesn't make much sense to me. I'm taking Northern Illinois plus 12.5 tomorrow night, a Friday game.
Ooh.
Championship against
Bowling Green covers. That's what they do, man.
I hate those games.
That's 12.5. That's a lot of points.
Any of those, like, off day, meaning like Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, MAC games is like,
I'll take the points.
Bowling Green is 9-3 against the line this year.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
So three times.
I am going to tell Paul Feinbaum to stick it. That guy is stupid.
Are you a Hawk fan now, Mark?
He is a huge Hawk fan.
You quit coughing into the mic.
I'm sorry. I don't do this for a living. I do not understand, other than clickbaiting, why somebody would say Iowa has no chance against a decent Michigan State team. So give me Iowa plus 3.5, and I do think Iowa can win the game outright.
I'm going to go against Gray, and I'm going to go against picking all championship games. Kansas State stinks. Iowa State should have beaten them by 3 touchdowns.
Yes,
give me West Virginia at minus 5.5. I like the Mountaineers.
6.5.
I got it. It's 5.5 now.
What?
Look, it's 5.5.
I got it 5.5
too. Consensus, 5.5.
It's dropped a point since I did this morning. Do I get 6.5 still?
No, the current line is 5.5.
5.5.
Well, if I actually do research for this show, I actually get prepared.
I'm not taking Kansas State at 5.5. You're wanting 6.5? You're wanting an extra point that you have to cover? Because you took Kansas State, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do. You're on the opposite side.
Yeah.
Got it. Never mind. Give them 6.5, whatever.
I don't care. It's not going to make any difference because West Virginia's going to win by 17.
I just like hearing the bitch about it.
going against Bill Snyder.
He's done. Stick a fork in it.
Bill Snyder versus Dana Holgorsen. Are you kidding me?
The vampire is done.
Stick
a fork in him. It's all over. Jeez. Vampire, retire.
I'm looking for Nebraska.
Who do they play this weekend? They don't play anybody. I'm not picking Iowa Michigan State game at all. I have no feel on that game.
I'm not touching it either because I think they're pretty even teams.
Here's the thing. You know Connor Cook's not going to throw four picks. He's not going to be as bad as Armstrong.
No, I totally agree with
Iowa has not faced an offense as good as Michigan State, and Michigan State's offense isn't great, but Michigan State's pass defense is so bad. Can C.J. Beathard beat him throwing the ball?
I think C.J. can. I don't know about the receiver. So
yeah. Did you know – so I heard this too.
C.J.'s really good. I like him a lot.
He's a lot better athlete than people give him.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. People can talk crap about Iowa all they want, but not on Beathard. He's legit.
Yeah. Michigan State's given up 14 rushing touchdowns this year. Ohio State had only given up like 8. I mean, let's be honest.
Michigan State's played a much tougher schedule than Ohio State too, though.
Yes, that's a good point.
Like where they're playing these games and stuff.
Oregon versus Virginia Tech's the only difference, really.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, that's the only difference.
Well, okay. Yeah, but I would venture to say, and I don't have them in front of me, the whole non-con. I mean, they played Air Force, who runs the ball very well.
Yep, they do.
They had to go to Western Michigan.
Is that Fleck?
Yeah.
He's a joke.
You get on these, like, crusades. Gray gets on these crusades, like, where he will pick out, like, one guy. Like Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Am I not right about Andrew Luck?
Hasselbeck's undefeated.
You had a crusade against Russell Wilson for a while, didn't you?
Well, Russell Wilson's
now he's on the anti PJ Fleck bandwagon. Like,
yeah, I've been right on every one of these.
Hasselbeck's the
so
best 40-year-old quarterback in the league, by the way. It's better than Manning.
Okay, where were we at? Where are we at on picks? Word of that.
I've got one more winning pick to make.
I have two more to go, so I'm taking the Giants at home. They're plus +2. They're dogs to the Jets.
Whatever. Move on. You got a college game?
I am also going NFL because I'm out of interest in college games. I'm going tonight's game though. They don't respect that we're just doing a podcast in here, just dropping off documents. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers tonight -3 at Detroit.
I like that pick.
They rebound. And Detroit is not that good. I don't care that they've won. They're not that good.
Is it on me?
It's on you.
Give me... I guess I'll take Stanford. At 4.5. I'm not crazy. I could see that. I like Gray's take on the Clay Helton, playing for Clay Helton.
Let's be honest. At the end of the day, USC does have better players.
Yeah, and scratch that. Give me the Baylor at 20.5.
Yep.
Give me Baylor.
We all three have Baylor 20.5.
Yeah.
Okay. My last pick, I'm sticking to the NFL. I like the Dolphins -4 at home against the Ravens. Ravens have nobody left on that team.
Dolphins -4.
Short week, God, too.
How do you trust the Dolphins, though?
Short week for the Ravens. They have nobody. Yeah.
They might be energized after how they won that game.
And it's against the Browns. Doesn't count.
Dude, only the Browns can lose games like that.
Oh, awful.
That was awful. Yeah, interesting.
All right, boys. Well,
interesting. Yeah, anything else?
No, we're at an hour.
We went kind of long.
Well, so far so good for Campbell. So far so good for the basketball program. It's been good times. Last week.
We'll take it.
If anybody runs into Coach's wife, ask her if they got the presents out there.
Work on the real estate thing, Charter.
I just want to know if she got the gifts. That's it.
You got some good homes in mind for the Campbells?
Sure.
Hoiberg's
would be great.
Yeah.
I doubt I'll buy it, but, you know, be great.
All right. See you, boys. Have a good championship weekend, everybody. Later.